Imagine a worst-case scenario with the flu. Sniffles, chills, aching, and vomiting. That's what it often feels like to withdraw from heroin and powerful opioids. Medication helps, but writhing in bed is almost always in order. It's not the time most people would turn to songwriting, but as music therapy grows as a method to cope with addiction, it's increasingly being used in the depths of detox. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Like, that's fine.
10 mostly young men are slouched in couches, alternating between staring at the floor and eyeing the tattooed guitarist in the center of the room. He's trying to gain their trust as some of them try to walk out.
Yeah, you know what? I've been there.
When Phil Bogard was detoxing, he might have had trouble focusing too.
For some reason, if my eyes were open or shut, I was seeing skulls with maggots coming out of the eye sockets, right? I was just miserable.
Bogard is in recovery for alcohol abuse. He says he'd sometimes put away dozens of drinks a day while partying on tour with his band, Ingram Hill. Now he's a full-time peer counselor, not a licensed therapist, just a guy inspired by his own experience to help out. And he's basically using music as a distraction.
I'll go 4, 3, 2, 1, 1.
A young man at the Buffalo Valley Detox Center on Dickerson Pike pounds out a bass part on the keyboard. Bogard orchestrates on the fly, handing one fella a tambourine, another a hand drum, and Daniel Wheeler of Lebanon reluctantly takes the microphone.
2 days ago I was throwing up and I'm still shaking, but I'm trying to
help. Nah, you see the lead singer, man. That's still good.
I'm here, big baby.
Wheeler is on his second round with rehab, restarting another 90 days after seeing his heroin use again out of control. He starts scribbling down some lyrics with his family weighing heavily on his mind.
My sister's in heavy addiction, so I support her kids. It's a lot of pain. A lot of pain around that. She does her best, you know, but that's one thing about addiction. It just takes you away from your responsibilities. I don't care how much, I gotta keep fighting.
This West Coast program called Rock to Recovery recently launched in Music City. It's the brainchild of Wes Geer, who was a guitarist for the heavy metal band Korn. That's when he toured the world wearing dark eyeliner and his long hair spiked up like a star. Now he sports glasses and a crew cut. That's after going through a couple of bouts in rehab himself. While trying to kick heroin, he says he took his guitar and would end up writing silly songs with his mates in rehab. After his rock star days were done, he wanted to translate that experience to others.
So it was like, well, if music works so well in treatment when I was goofing around, how do I create a program that actually can be integrated to a treatment curriculum?
Researchers have argued that the act of creativity during detox has some benefits, but they've been difficult to measure. So there is some science behind the program, but Geer says the idea is mostly just to get everyone involved.
Even the most depressed person, the most dope sick person, we get them singing and playing music, and we tap into that energy that is absolutely there.
The addiction researcher who works with this nonprofit, Constance Scharf, says there's no downside to what are known as complementary therapies.
I mean, what's the worst thing that can happen at the end of a Rock to Recovery session? Someone falls asleep in the back, someone doesn't want to participate, we don't finish the song. I mean, that would be the horror, we didn't finish the song.
Because there's too many people that I care about. Problem is, I need to fix me first before I end up in the dirt.
Back at the detox session in Nashville, Phil Bogard is trying to keep everyone on the beat and in tune, throwing in some of his own talents every now and then to cover up the rough edges.
We should probably have a guitar solo, what do you think?
Yeah.
The group wraps up the song, tagging the chorus a cappella. Guys circle up, arms draped on each other's shoulders, and commit to living in the moment. Daniel Wheeler, the lyricist from Lebanon, says that's hard to do.
My mind races, ADHD, everything, and I think about negative stuff. I live in depression. That's all stuff that I'm going to work on, you know, in counseling and therapy. But that's probably the first hour that I didn't have that since I've been here in 3 days. So that's huge.
Wheeler says music probably won't heal his complicated addiction, but it's at least a healthy escape. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.